But there is still much work to be done, which is why, again, I'm running for mayor. Please vote Douglas Nichols for mayor.
Yuma Mayor Douglas Nichols and mayoral write-in candidate Carlos Adams went head-to-head this past week.
Commissioner Nichols has managed the city, but we have failed collectively to prosper economically.
I'm Victor Calderon, and you're listening to Arizona Edition. This week, we're bringing you coverage of Thursday's candidate forum that brought Yuma's mayoral candidates together to discuss the issues that matter most to residents and explain why they believe they are the best choice to lead the city. Those conversations coming up on Arizona Edition.
Funding for Arizona Edition comes from listeners just like you. Your continued support allows us to bring you insightful conversations about issues and events impacting our community. Thanks to you, we are able to highlight the people and voices of Yuma and La Paz counties and encourage civil conversations around water, agriculture, healthcare, education, and much more. Please continue to tune in to Arizona Edition, and thank you for helping us keep our community informed.
This is Arizona Edition. I'm Victor Calderon. On Thursday, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce hosted a candidate forum for those running for office in the city of Yuma. It was co-moderated by KAWC Civic Engagement reporter Carmen Marquez and Yuma Sun reporter James Gilbert. This election, voters will choose the city's next mayor and fill three seats on the Yuma City Council. We begin with a mayoral race with incumbent Mayor Doug Nichols and challenger Carlos Adams. The mayoral forum opened with both candidates receiving 90 seconds to introduce themselves and explain why they believe they should lead the city of Yuma.
Very good. Thank you, Yuma-san, Yuma Chamber of Commerce, and Anvita for hosting this forum. As I began serving you as mayor of Yuma, it was to bring professionalism and stability to provide fertile ground for businesses to grow and opportunity for residents to thrive. That translated into helping our GDP for Yuma County rise from $6 billion to over $10 billion, while the unemployment rate went down from 28% to 14%. We have expanded educational opportunities like Opening Steady in 2015, and just last year announced the University of Arizona Yuma Medical School. There are challenges we are taking head on. I'm working closely with our agriculture community to protect Yuma's water, because Yuma's water is Yuma's future. Economic growth is imperative to provide opportunities for Yuma residents with higher paying in local small businesses as well as large tier one industries. With Yuma having the lowest sales taxes in the state of Arizona, I have focused on keeping Yuma affordable at all levels. That includes maintaining a city budget like you maintain your household budget, living within our means. That also means growth must pay for growth, particularly for industry. I'm honored to be part of this amazing growth over the last dozen years. But there is still much work to be done, which is why, again, I'm running for mayor. Please vote Douglas Nichols for mayor.
I'm Carlos Adams, and I'm running for mayor of Yuma because after years under the same leadership, our city needs a new direction. Commissioner Nichols has managed the city, but we have failed collectively to prosper economically. So we have to ask the honest questions. Are families better off? Are jobs available? Are our young people staying here because they see opportunity, or are they leaving because Yuma has stayed stuck? I grew up in Yuma. I love the city, but love me is telling the truth. Too many families are struggling. Too many small businesses feel ignored. Too many decisions are being made without community input. And too much taxpayer money is spent without clear results. My position is simple. Every major decision at City Hall must pass two tests. Does it protect safety and security for residents? And does it bring economic prosperity to our community? If the answer is no, I will not support it. As mayor, I will push for a full in-depth transparency audit, clear public spending reports, stronger support for small businesses, coordinated youth workforce programs, faster park improvements, and a serious economic plan that creates opportunities residents can actually feel. If the current direction was working, we would not be here to have this conversation today. Yuma deserves leadership that listens before decisions are made, measures results after money is spent, and puts residents ahead of special interests. Your voice matters. Silence keeps things the same. On July 21st, please write in Carlos Adams.
Yeah.
We'll move into the first round of questions, and we'll start with Mayor Doug Hingles. Given rising costs, what are top three budget priorities, and what would you cut or delay to fund them?
Top three budget priorities. Public safety is number one. We've talked about that. The council members all hit on that one. We need to make sure our community is safe. It's also about, and safety just isn't our police and fire. It's our water system, our sewer system, our storm drain system. So it extends into things that make it possible for police and fire to respond. So that leads over into infrastructure and capital improvements. And then Parks and Rec is a big element of our community. It's also a big element of our budget. So we need to be careful on how we spend that money, because that money can get sucked up very, very quick. But as we do that, that produces the ability for our youth to move forward, to grow, to develop workforce habits like community, like training, like teamwork. Those things are developed in the Parks and Rec program. And we learned through COVID, we need to have those elements where our community can get out and exercise and really develop their whole person. Thank you.
So number one, as many have said, police is very important. I feel like we have a population that's 100,000 and we don't have enough police officers to make the difference. For example, if you call the police, they're going to show up in 6 to 8 hours because we don't have enough police for the population we have. During the winter, our population doubles. So we need more law enforcement. That's number one. Number two, it will go into our water and water waste utilities. I feel like our water is the most important thing we have in Yuma County. Without water, we wouldn't be here, none of us, because that river is what gives everyone here life. But what I mean by that is that the water brings prosperity to this region, and that's why so many industries want to come here. For example, agriculture is all comes from the water. So with that said, water is number two. And number three for me would be on when it's cutting budgets, we have to cut CIPs. There's a lot of government spending going on. And if you look at a clearer picture, we don't have a plan when it comes to government spending on these big projects. I'll give you an example. The spaceport, we don't know who's going to come in here. The spaceport is a big example of what not having a plan fails to give. Like Benjamin Franklin once said, if you fail to plan, then your plans fail. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the second question. This one is for you. Do you support the data center, a spaceport, an innovation hub? Why or why not?
I'm not against it. I believe smart growth is good, but we have to look at our priorities, because I don't think that a spaceport is our priority. The second largest unemployment city in the United States, the most unemployed city in Arizona, and if we're focused on chasing these big projects, it doesn't make a difference to me. I believe that we must focus on our education, on our youth. They are the future. So if you put them on the side-by-side comparison, there's no need for us to chase these latest projects when we can invest in our youth. Our youth is everything. Our youth is the future. And there's a reason why our youth are leaving Yuma. You know, there's no opportunities for our youth here. So why is that now our priority? Thank you.
Do you support the AI data center and spaceport and innovation hub? Why or why not?
Thank you. So those are three very different things. So we'll try to handle them quickly in 60 seconds on each one of them. The data centers, we really need to do more investigation on that. We need to understand what is coming, what's the technologies for today. And to do that, we need to do that as a region. So I really support the county's proposal that we're going to do this community conversation as a regional conversation. And we're going to develop criteria specific for Yuma. So if we want low water use facilities here, we're going to specify that. That's going to be in our ordinance. If we want nowhere near houses, 2 miles away from houses, that goes in our ordinance. That's our ability to control. The decision still ends up to the community's decision. As far as the spaceport, this is about jobs. So we can educate our youth, but if we don't have jobs for them to go to, we're educating them for them to leave. When you build the spaceport, it's bringing industry that's going to want to support high-tech jobs. High-tech equals high-pay jobs here in Yuma. So you can train them, but if they don't have a job to go to, they're still leaving. Innovation Hub, it's the same thing. As we develop technology here. We need the ability for our community to have an opportunity to do that. And that's what you do in an innovation hub.
You are listening to Thursday's mayoral candidate debate for the City of Yuma with incumbent Mayor Doug Nichols and write-in candidate Carlos Adams. We'll have more after the break.
Funding for Arizona Edition comes from listeners just like you. Your continued support allows us to bring you insightful conversations about issues and events impacting our community. Thanks to you, we are able to highlight the people and voices of Yuma and La Paz counties and encourage civil conversations around water, agriculture, healthcare, education, and much more. Please continue to tune in to Arizona Edition, and thank you for helping us keep our community informed.
This is KWC's Arizona Edition. I'm Victor Calderon. We'll take you back to Thursday's mayoral candidate forum between Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols and challenger Carlos Adams.
If elected for a board term, what would be your focus for the next 4 years?
Great question. So fourth term, what we're looking at is looking into the future, the 10, 20 years. So fire department did a masterful job at developing their strategic plan, their master plan. We're using that as pretty much what we're going to look for from the other departments. The police department, they're underway already. We're going to have that document here in the next several months. Having those plans lets us control, the people of Yuma control how our community develops. And so the critical part of all those plans, from our parks plan to our fire department plan, is community engagement. What do you want to see? What do you want to encourage? How do you want to prioritize it? It's all about the community input. Yes, there's metrics. We have to have metrics. We have to understand whether we're overbuilding or underbuilding and what our priorities should be. And those are usually our numbers type decisions. But if the community is not engaged, it's not a master plan. So what we're going to be focusing on in the next 4 years is developing out, what does Yuma look like in the future? Where do we as a community want to steer it? Because if we do nothing, we are just going to walk around in the wind. We're going to, whatever comes, more fly producing industries or something. That's what we're going to get if we don't stop today and plan for what the future looks like with the people of Yuma want.
So if elected, first of all, I'm going to address the elephant in the room. Yuma have been struggling with unemployment for many years now, 12 plus years. And I believe that under the current leadership, it would be the same. We're not going to be advancing. It's going to be the same CIP, the same management. We need to actually move forward. We need to give our youth opportunities, career pathways. We need to work with Chamber of Commerce, with our school systems. We need education. That's something that has not been seen for the last 12 years. You've been in the same boat. Yes, we had cool projects coming in and out, but as a whole, our youth are struggling. Families are struggling. So what I would do, I would change the whole direction. And for that, we need to be a very transparent audit, in depth. We need to grab the agenda and change it for priorities that actually are going to benefit our youth and not the same cop gains pace. Are you seeing the FY 2027, the fiscal year? It's just management. We're managing Yuma, but we're not growing. We're not pushing. And that's what I see here that's wrong with Yuma. Why are you even stagnant? Because we are a city that just manages itself. We need to push and change direction, or you're going to get another 4 years in the same boat. Thank you.
How would you respond to an increase in ICE apprehensions in Yuma?
So the whole immigration thing, that's a federal issue. Me as a mayor, if I were the mayor, there's not much I can do. My hands are tired. But what I can tell you is I will revert back to my main 2 points. My main focus as mayor is to protect the safety and security of our citizens. So again, that's a federal issue. And as mayor, not much we can do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, this is a federal issue, but again, my job, the mayor's job, is to advocate for our community. So if ICE is coming through and violating human rights, that's one thing. But if they're just coming in and enforcing the law, that's their job. So if we end up with the first situation, I have relationships in Washington, D.C. Just last week, when I was in D.C. to testify before Congress, I made an appointment in the early in the morning to meet with the deputy director, deputy commissioner of DHS. So if there's issues with ICE causing problems in our community and not just enforcing the law, that's the call I make. I have those relationships. I've built those relationships from the local level all the way on up. Because no, I don't have any authority. I can't tell ICE to operate one way or the other. But based upon the building of these relationships, you have the ability to say, you know, this is affecting our community negatively, and I have an ear willing to listen. I have an ear that can actually get something done in affecting our community. So I'm not going to get in the way of lawful enforcement of the law. I guess that's double. But I am not interested in having human rights violated. So that would be my position.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll move on to the second round of questions that come out here. And you have 60 seconds to answer.
You will get another red card this round.
How will you encourage community involvement in city council decisions?
Well, it's been what we've been doing. It's a continually evolving thing. Outreach to the community is tough. Look at this. You know, when you open up your Facebook feed, and something at the national level hits, yeah, that's sexy, we're going to follow that, no matter which side of the issue you're on. Something at the state level, same thing. You know what you don't really engage in? The local level. Because it's just not that sexy. Let's face it, fixing bottles, collecting trash, not exactly attracting your attention online, right? So it's all about what we've done here in the city of Yuma is we've grown the department for our outreach. They're doing more of the social media outreach. They're working closer with media in general to make sure we're getting messages out. So if you're looking for it, it's there. I have a Facebook and a Instagram page. I don't want to be the main source of your information, but I do want to get those things out that are important.
Is there something you would implement to help the city run more efficiently?
Yes. So I've been preaching this the last 3 months, 4 months, transparency, so we can see where the money is going and what public results it actually gives us. Through transparency, we can see what is working, what's not working. We can make a proper cuts and redirect those funds into things that we know will be working. So that's as simple as that sounds, that's my answer.
Mention a moment you changed your mind about an issue. What was it and what did you learn?
I don't know that I could come up with a specific one. I know when we come to planning and zoning decisions, those are always a learning environment. So I do know nobody ever wants anything built next to them. It's it. You built your place. You don't want anyone else next to you. So those are difficult conversations. And so it's really important that council listens and then decides, okay, this is extraordinary. This isn't the normal, I just don't want anyone to build. This is gonna be a problem for this property owner. I'm a big property owner rights person. I think when you buy your property, you bought the rights associated with that property. So we need to protect that. However, the property next to you also has property rights. So balancing those frequently, it's not like an easy decision when I walk in the room. It's listening to both sides, trying to understand which rights are extraordinary, thank you, and then making the decision based upon that. So there I would be changing my mind.
What criteria will you use when deciding whether to support tax incentives or subsidies for local businesses?
So small business is a backbone in Yuma. And what can we see? I mean, I've actually gone business to business and I've asked them what problems they see. Because it's connected from City Hall, City Hall decisions, so what I think would be best for small business from what I've seen from what I heard from business owners is more collaboration between the city and the businesses themselves. For example, a lot of them don't know the direction. They don't know what they have to do to improve their business. They're having trouble keeping employees. The city should be working hand-in-hand with small business because I believe that we did some sort of workforce program where local youth can work with small business, they would really benefit and see a brighter future.
How will you ensure transparency in major city decisions?
Transparency begins with knowledge, right? And that knowledge needs to be accessible. There are no decisions. I know there's been a lot of accusations over the last 3 months about decisions being made in the back room, about decisions being made prior to actual decisions being made in public. I'm sorry, I don't see it. I think there's a lot of homework being done beforehand. I see a lot of people looking for answers, looking for alternatives, and investigating. That's not decisions, because I'll tell you, if council got together to make decisions, that's a violation of state law, the open meeting law. So transparency works on both sides of the issue. So the council needs to make sure that all the information is available, that public is noticed properly, but the public needs to respond and actually look at that information, actually be engaged in their government, actually want to know what's happening. Because for 12 and a half years, I've been talking, I've been putting things out, and it's the same people that continually reach out. And so a greater response from the community, as well as continually putting out information from the government, is the way we have transparency.
Thank you. Now each candidate has 90 seconds for closing remarks, and we'll begin with Mayor Doug Nichols.
Okay. Thank you, everyone involved in this forum, those that have planned it and those here tonight. This election cycle is like no other in Yuma history, and not in a good way. Some candidates and supporters have brought negative campaigning to Yuma. I want to be clear. All the rumors about me lying or stealing are all false. These people think they're hurting their opponents and helping themselves, but who they're really hurting are the people of Yuma. And more importantly, they're distracting from what matters to Yuma families. Yuma families want strong public safety and great quality of life. They want water to come out of the tap when they turn it on. They want high quality jobs and low taxes, and they want more opportunities for their kids. We need to build upon the future of recent successes, like filling the ranks of our police department, like planning for the expansion of our fire department, like implementing our Parks and Rec master plan. These successes lead us to developing a well-connected, deliberately planned community for today and tomorrow. And as we vote, do we choose candidates who promote negativity or those who promote a positive future? Please vote for the positive future of Yuma.
To hear the full candidates forum, visit the KAWC Facebook page. The primary election day is July 21st. For continuing election coverage, stay tuned to KAWC. KAWC's Arizona Edition is a production of KAWC, Colorado River Public Media. Questions or comments are welcome. Send them to azed@kawc.org. Our theme music was used with permission and composed by Stephen Hennig and performed by members of the Yuma Jazz Company. More information at yumajazz.com. Past shows and podcast information is available online. Just visit kawc.org for more information, or search Arizona Edition wherever you get your podcasts. You can also take KAWC with you wherever you go. Just download the KAWC COFA app, and the listening is in your hands. I'm Victor Calderon. This is KAWC's Arizona Edition. Thanks for listening.